This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The minimum wage in California is going up to $10 an hour in January, but some cities around the state have already raised their own minimum wages even higher. And that boost has had a pretty dramatic unintended consequence. Turns out the rate hike affects toddlers and subsidized child care. Deepa Fernandez from KPCC in Los Angeles explains.
Thank you for coming to Domino's Pizza. Can I help you? Let's speak Elena.
Alerna's Naga Kapira really likes her pizza delivery job in Oakland, where she works about 30 hours a week.
You want a medium pizza to top? What kind of medium pizza?
She's done all sorts of jobs that pay about $10 an hour since coming from Havana 10 years ago.
Pepperoni, pineapple ham.
So when Oakland raised its minimum wage earlier this year to $12.25 an hour, how did she feel?
Oh, me? So happy. But not just me. Everyone felt happy, like, wow.
Kapiro started making about $63 more each week. That helps with the rising rent costs in Oakland and all her other expenses. But the single mother was hit with another monthly bill that she never expected. Her new wage now pushed her marginally over the threshold to qualify for free childcare for her toddler. This little bundle of personality, Aileen Giselle, who's two. In California, if someone's income gets to a certain level, they have to start paying some of the childcare costs. Kapiro now has to pay $42 a month for care that used to be free. With her raise, that puts her about $200 ahead. Still pretty good, right?
The problem is that there are months that I might come up short.
A $42 monthly childcare fee might not seem like much, but Kapiro says living in Oakland is getting more expensive by the day.
See, when my wage went up, everything went up. All my food costs, and it was really my child's expenses that went up. The rent went up, everything went up.
Instead of us being happy because they got increase in their hourly rate, we do understand that also gives them hardship to pay those family fees.
Mira Jurek manages the benefits program for an organization called the Four C's of Alameda County. It helps parents like Kapiro obtain the monthly childcare subsidy. She's seen many mothers struggle after getting the minimum wage raise because of new childcare costs.
And it could look to average person that $42 is nothing compared to their raise, but it's a lot to them.
LA is also raising the minimum wage over 3 years. Michelle Sartell runs programs in the LA City Office of Childcare. She says, imagine a family where both parents work for less than $9 an hour.
Then their salary rate goes from $9 to $10 to $10.50 an hour.
Which might sound good, but
they'll be dropped from the rolls.
Meaning the child will be ineligible for state-subsidized childcare or preschool altogether. So what will these parents do? The cost of private childcare in California is comparable to the cost of community college, far out of reach of minimum wage earners.
It means that they're going to have to figure out other childcare arrangements.
But then I can hear all those critics out there saying, see, minimum wage raise, not a good thing.
I don't think that's what we're saying. I think what we're saying is that we need to raise the income cap. Otherwise, they cannot afford to pay for childcare.
Any change to that income cap would have to come from the state. Alerna Kapiro still pays the childcare fee. She hires her mother, Ethelvina Kapiro, to babysit her two-year-old. A state program pays Ethelvina a nominal amount for that care. So why does grandma do it? She says she does it because it's her granddaughter. And what does Ethelvina do all day with her grandchild? Well, we're Cuban, she says, so we dance. In Oakland, I'm Deepa Fernandez for Marketplace.